Well, at last we made it. I've been looking forward to this time for quite some time. And while we had hoped to be in our building several months ago, this is a very historic day. Several months ago, since we had the idea that we would be in our building maybe back in the spring, I had planned my summer activities, hoping that we would have been in our building several weeks before I would be gone. But it so happened that we're just now getting in. We're going to miss that taking up the songbooks, putting them back out again, dragging out the podium. But it's a real joy to be here today. I'm happy that this happened to be the Sunday that I'm home. I've been looking forward to this occasion with great anticipation. You notice all of the smiles on the faces of the people this morning? Commendation is due so many people, Bob Woolridge and his building committee and all who assisted. Yesterday, a great number of people, in fact, almost the whole congregation came over sometime during the day, helped with the putting together of the chairs, screwing of the tops on for the little ones, and then moving the furniture into the various classrooms, helping to clean up, and also taking care of washing and having in readiness this morning the baptismal garments. And I want to announce that we do have everything in readiness for baptizing here in our own facilities this morning. We have change of garments for both men and women for different ages. And we're just hoping that in this initial service this morning, we can make use of this baptistry. We also appreciate those who helped over in the school building, because so many things needed to be done in preparation for each service, that we're using rented facilities. So to all who have had a part, to all who have contributed in any sense, and to all who have financially helped to make this particular moment possible, we express our appreciation. We do apologize that all things, of course, are not quite ready. I suggested, since we were having a little problem with the air conditioning, getting it started, seeing that it was going to work properly, I said, well, I'll cut the sermon short. Let's go and sit and sweat and have service in the building regardless. But the air conditioning is working and everything is doing fine, considering the fact that the workers were all very, very rushed and worked at night and also worked on days they were normally not supposed to work. The windows to the classrooms, as you noticed, have not yet been cleaned. But we're just fortunate to be this far along and to have things looking as nice as they are. I believe that this is the beginning, as Willard May mentioned, of great things for the Lord. I can envision, in a few years, the second phase of our building program, this being used either as a chapel or classrooms, and then the third phase, maybe the large auditorium. We can also envision many people being saved that otherwise would not have been saved had this congregation not come into existence. We had a record Bible school attendance this morning, 260, an all-time record. I think that's marvelous due to the fact that so many didn't even know that we were meeting building here today. And I haven't had the figure, but I understand we also have an excellent crowd this morning, probably a record in our attendance. All of which goes to show we need to get started immediately, thinking, planning, and making preparation for the second phase of our building program. But why is Preston Crest Church here? Why was this congregation begun? Must have been a reason. Was not just to add another religious group to those already in existence. existence in this particular part of the city. A church without a purpose is like a ship without a rudder. What really is the purpose for the Preston Crest Church? There is something so vitally needed in our world today. There is something that many people have never found. I believe this congregation of the Lord's people is here to help supply that need. That men and women might be able to discover what they have not heretofore experienced. We're here in this particular locality to call men and women back to God's way. In Jeremiah 6 and 16, the prophet said, "Stand in the way and see, and ask for the old path, where is the good way? Walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's why we are here at this particular location. We're here to make known to men and women the love of God. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called his children. 1 John 3 and 1. That love passes all knowledge, Ephesians 3:19. We want all men to know about that love. God himself is love, 1 John 4 and 8. We're here to point men and women to the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. It's suggested in John 1, 29. We're here to make a plea for the restoration of New Testament Christianity. I pray that Preston Crest, from this moment forward at this location, meeting for the first time in our own facilities, will be a congregation that is biblically motivated and doctrinally unquestioned, spiritually minded, and benevolently inclined, and evangelistically slanted, faithfully and fervently involved. May Preston Crest be a light to this whole community and an example to the whole brotherhood. And may this congregation always be as near the New Testament pattern as is humanly possible. And as a result of our being in this particular location, may many people be added to the faith, and may people in other countries hear the gospel that otherwise wouldn't hear the gospel. The Preston Crest Church is here at this particular locality because we do believe it makes a difference what a man believes. We're here therefore to sound forth the word of God, realizing it is man's only hope. We're here to make known the hope that men have longed for and have not found, and to tell them of the peace that they have worked for and have not discovered. We're here to reach the lost. We're here to reclaim those who have strayed from the faith. James said, "If any among you err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he who converteth a sinner from the error's way will do two things: save a soul from death, and cover a multitude of sins." James 5:19-20. It is our responsibility to bring back those who have drifted away, as mentioned in Galatians 6:1-2. The Preston Crest Church is here in this particular location to help people meet the spiritual needs. We're here to build character. We're here to develop Christian workers for the Lord. We're praying that all of our people will be greatly involved, as you have in the past, that as we begin to grow and expand and go into the hundreds, that there will be as much of an involvement of the total membership as found anywhere. We're here also to warn, we're here to exhort, we're here to worship and to praise God. We're here to make all men everywhere conscious of the fact that God's way is definitely the best way. May this congregation therefore be the example we find in the New Testament. May it incorporate all of the good qualities of all of the congregations of the first century mentioned anywhere in the Scriptures. To be the body of Christ, we must have the mind of Christ. And until we have the mind of Christ, we could not expect to be the body of Christ. What a wonderful future this congregation has. We're here for the purpose of convicting, convincing, and converting. We're here to also enjoy a fellowship one with another. We're here to edify one another. May the threefold purpose of the Lord's church always be our purpose. That is to convert people to Christ, to strengthen, to build faith, to edify one another, and to help in a benevolent way meet the needs of the people. May this be a city set on a hill. May it be a light that will be seen from afar. And may you help in providing that kind of light. It's a pleasure this morning to speak first time in this new building, to tell you something of what this congregation really wants to do and has in mind, and why we're really here. And may that purpose always be before us. May this building be one in which only the gospel is preached. May it be a building used only for the glory of God, whether it be by way of fellowship one with another, helping us to get better acquainted, providing some real occasions for people to come and to visit and to meet, get acquainted with and enjoy the presence of others, or for teaching and preaching. And may it always, as mentioned at the start, be biblically motivated. I have asked Buster, been such a faithful and devoted co-worker of mine, who's been so vitally interested in the work of this congregation and has made a great contribution, have the privilege of preaching one of the sermons on the first day that we meet in this building. So he's going to be preaching tonight. We'll be looking forward to hearing him preach tonight. Now this morning, it's a pleasure to extend for the first time at this location the invitation of our Lord. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest." Wouldn't it be wonderful this morning, we could see somebody or several baptized into Christ on this historic day. It would be wonderful if somebody who had drifted from the faith would let this be the time that he would come back to the Lord. Or we welcome you into our fellowship, and we hope that you will decide now to place membership with us, as so many have in the past several months. Brother Brock leads us now in the singing of this invitation hymn that's been selected. Will you come, one and all, while we stand, while we sing?
I heard the voice of Jesus say, "Come unto me and rest. Lay down the weary one, lay down thy head upon thy breast. I came as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found it here, my rest.
Get the numbers up on the doors, have ready number 306.
How shall the young seeker
Now, I hope that we continue to have the closeness that we had meeting in the office building and then the school, that we grow. And there's no doubt that we are going to grow. You know, when you have some reason to test the love and friendship of those in Christ, you come really to realize how great it is to be a Christian. At the loss of my wife's father, we tested that love, and we can say that she came too beautifully. I know that my wife will later express it, but I certainly, as I stand here, want to express to you our appreciation for everything she's done for us. I hope that we will continue, as we grow in this area, to take cognizance of those who are in need in any way. And I know that we will. We, again, want to express the appreciation for the presence of the visitors. I see some that I know and others that I do not know, but we want to let you know that you're welcome. Come and visit with us at any time. And if you're looking for a church home, I certainly commend this one to you. We need you. We can use you. If you will, not only the visitors, but the regular members, if you'll take a visitor card that you'll find in the rack to the songbook, as we normally say, in the rack in front of you, fill it out and pass it to the center aisle. We'll ask Keith Scott and Jerry Horses to pick the cards up at this moment. Most of the announcements that need to be made are in the bulletin. And if you have not as yet secured a bulletin, I believe there's some on the table in the back. And if you'll do that, you'll find most of the things that are of interest to you. We do want to call your attention that there are several still in the congregation that are sick. Daniels are home, but they need our prayers and our visits. Brother Gardner is home, progressing nicely from his heart attack, but let's remember him. And Trustee Hardwick was in Presbyterian Hospital, went in Thursday for tests. We want to remember her. In the bulletin, you'll find the activities for the young people on the back. So I won't go into that. We also want to remember George, not only him as he goes to the Holy Land, but also Sam Hosick and Kevin May, who are going to accompany him from the congregation. Any other announcements that anyone knows that needs to be made? Flowers, as you see here, are the gifts of Mr. and Mrs. Bob Woolrich. And next Sunday, Harold Atkins.